morning, and please be seated. If I push the right button, you can hear me. I've been in places where they said, don't push the button, Ian, but that's a story for it. That's another time, and that's another crowd. I want to begin by telling you that I'm very pleased to be here. I remember so fondly the last time I was here, and the weather was a little warmer because I remember we had coffee just out here to the right, and it was a pleasant Sunday. But I think today maybe we'll have coffee inside. I want to tell you before I lose track of myself that in addition to being joyful at coming and being with you, I have great joy because I have something I want to tell you that's particularly important. That is that there are over 60 million people in the world who are either refugees or live in refugee-like conditions. Now, the number is probably about 75 million, but when you get that high, it's hard, even if you've got a team of mathematicians, to keep track of it. But it's an enormous number of people. And that number is bigger, I was saying earlier today, than the start of 2015 with all the news and the media about the Syrian crisis. Believe it or not, with all that's happened, we have more refugees in more need today than ever before. Now, in a minute, I want to talk about why that is a little bit, but it's really important for you to know that in the world today, the people and the places that are doing something of a positive nature to make that number smaller are too few, but you're part of it in a very big way. You as a parish are attached to an organization that Max knows well called Dover, D-V-R-R, that does refugee sponsorship. And the refugee sponsorship that Dover does is part of an organization, a grouping of people and organizations that do this work that, depending on the year, probably this year, will be number three in volume in the world. Just take that in. Folks like you sitting in parish pews on a Sunday morning or a Wednesday afternoon or whatever it is, contributing to faith works. Your dollars are going directly into an effort that is the third largest volume of resettlement of refugees in the world. Now that's a big thing to take in. The government of Canada brings itself a few more than the private sponsorship program, and the government of Australia probably this year will do about the same. So it's number three in the world, maybe number two. So when you give dollars to FaithWorks, and for that matter, when you offer dollars to DVRR, your money is going in a funnel directly to the second or third largest positive adjustment to the need of 60-plus million persons in the world. It's an extraordinary thing. From your chairs right here, you're plugged directly into the world and all its needs for convention refugees. So when you think that, what can I do? I'm just an ordinary person. You're doing something substantial. Please don't think the part that you're not doing something, because you are. And you're so terribly, terribly important. FaithWorks is a wonderful organization that helps to fund Aura so that we can do the work we do on your behalf. And without FaithWorks, we're out of business and we can't help you. So your contributions are so terribly important. I want to also tell you that the world's population of refugees will only get significantly smaller when governments change their ways. And governments only change their ways when people like you talk to them and say, change. They don't do it by themselves. It takes people who go to constituency offices, who write letters to the editor of newspapers, some of us that still read them, people who take action with politicians nationally, locally, and internationally, and don't think you don't count, because you do in a very big way. Because the refugee population of the world is created by governments. They don't tell you that. You don't see news conferences where a leader of a country somewhere says, by the way, I'm very proud today, we made a few more refugees. That conference doesn't happen. They don't tell you that. They give you a news conference and they'll say, look, we're wonderful, we're magnificent. Might not be true. I was telling the folks earlier today that, you know those bombers that fly in the air and nobody will know they're there, but they're called stealth bombers, and they sneak under radar and so on, and they drop bombs, do lots of things, and I'm guessing maybe the United States is the only country in the world that has those kinds of planes. They've got a bunch of them. How many, I don't know. The United States spends more money on one stealth bomber than it spends on refugee resettlement. One airplane versus 60 million persons. I don't care how many news conferences you hear or attend, you won't hear the leader of the free world tell you that. But that's true. In that light, do you understand how terribly important you are? Because if we're going to change the world to be a different place, one that Jesus would have us help create, we need a voice. And we need a voice that we respect. And the voice we need to respect is ours. We need to respect that we can make a difference, not just with our donations to FaithWorks, but with what we think and what we believe and what we stand for. And what we stand for is that 60 plus million persons in the world who have no home, no rights, no freedoms, no possibilities. That is, my friends, the direct calling that the man called Jesus has left with us. And so I invite you to continue what you've done. Support Dover, support FaithWorks. Believe in what you believe, but believe in yourselves and use your lungs and your hearts and your minds and to say, this must change. The world has all the ability to treat everyone fairly and reasonably and kindly, and we must go forward doing it. It's my great pleasure to be with you. And I wish you God's blessings in all things. And thank you so very much for your time.